Hello and welcome once again. I'm Janet Cimarelli. This is Health Tips from Janet. And if you're wondering, who is she to be giving me health tips? Well, for more than 25 years, I've been guiding people through the nutrition maze to help them overcome their health challenges through nutritional support, both supplementation as well as dietary change. So today what I'm talking about, vitamin D. I started talking earlier in this session about vitamin A, and that is not such a common deficiency. Then we talked about vitamin C, and it was a common deficiency. Now we're talking about vitamin D, and vitamin D happens to be an extremely common deficiency. Very, very common to have less than optimal levels of vitamin D. Keep in mind, if you were to do a blood test, and most of your primary care physicians do a blood test to give you the information about the levels of vitamin D circulating in your blood. On those blood tests, the range for vitamin D, the normal range, is 30 to 100. But that doesn't tell you the optimal range. So you might take a look at your latest blood work and find the vitamin D level and see what your vitamin D level is. If it's 31, you're in the normal range, and your physician may say to you, it's okay. But you really want to optimize your vitamin D level. Optimizing your vitamin D level means getting a level 60, possibly 80. If you're someone who has had significant immune challenges, diagnoses of certain diseases, you really want to get your vitamin D level up near the top of the heap, 100. And many of the physicians would say, oh no, that's way too high, that's getting to a toxic level. But the truth of the matter is, you are optimizing the function of vitamin D in your body. What does the vitamin D do? Well, plenty of people realize that it helps you absorb calcium, but it also helps with the absorption of other mineral, trace mineral nutrients. You want to use vitamin D to support the presence of those minerals. You want to create dense mineral concentration in your bones. So vitamin D is crucially important for that. But did you know those people with optimized vitamin D levels, those women, have a lower risk of breast cancer? That's it. The higher your vitamin D level, the lower your risk of breast cancer. Perhaps you didn't realize how important the relationship between vitamin A and vitamin D might be. Those two vitamins work together to support your immune system. So if you are one of the many, many people having the very common deficiency of vitamin D, you need to get to work. You need to get to work by supporting your vitamin D levels to minimize the possibility of developing osteoporosis. Maybe you have a thyroid issue, and your ability to maintain dense bones is compromised because of that thyroid issue. What you need to do is very surely support your vitamin D level. I talk to people all the time. Being a nutritionist in the state of Florida, the sunshine state, people say to me, well, you know, here I am, I'm out in the sunlight, and I know that sunlight ultimately converts to vitamin D. In an ideal situation, that conversion happens. However, are you showering in chlorinated water? That changes the chemistry of your skin so that your ability to convert sunlight to vitamin D is compromised, not as efficient as it might be. Perhaps you've been using sunscreen. Sunscreen is again going to change the chemistry of your skin, so the conversion of sunlight to vitamin D is compromised. Say, well, I've been drinking vitamin D fortified milk for years and years and years. The truth is, you might be supporting your vitamin D level to the 30 range with that vitamin D fortified milk, but are you optimizing it? Are you eating egg yolks? Again, so many people out there are eating egg whites only. They're trying to avoid that cholesterol that they believe might have a negative impact on their own cholesterol level, that cholesterol that's found in the egg yolk. Well, keep in mind, there's sulfur in the egg yolk. Yes, indeed, there is cholesterol in the yolk of the eggs, but there's also a very, very high quality lecithin that helps you to emulsify the fat, the cholesterol that's found in the egg yolk. So the whites of the egg, excellent, perfect food. The yolks of the egg, high in very important nutrients that are going to be supportive of your health. I've mentioned liver before, and as I said, not too many people are keen on having liver in their dinner, on their dinner plates, but the truth is, if you want some vitamin D, you will find it in organ meats. And then fish. And people, yes, people are having more and more fish on a regular basis, but unfortunately, many times that fish may be farm-raised, and the level of vitamin D in farm-raised fish is yet to be determined. So optimizing your vitamin D level requires supplementation. You want to truly use a very high-quality vitamin D. You might even think about a true vitamin A-D combination. The best place to start, test your vitamin D levels. That will give you the start-off point. You will choose a specific dose that would be appropriate for your current level of vitamin D to move it into the optimal level. And then you can retest in about 6 months and see if the dose has been appropriate for you and you have moved your vitamin D level into the optimal range. For those of you out there who are currently taking cholesterol-lowering drugs, please keep in mind that vitamin D is a fat-soluble nutrient. And when you're using statin-class cholesterol-lowering drugs, those drugs interfere with the absorption of fat-soluble nutrients and may be a very specific situation creating vitamin D deficiency. So, vitamin D supplementation, if you're in the 30s range, you might want to consider 5,000 IUs of vitamin D daily and then retest in 3 to 6 months to see if you've moved into the optimal range.